From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. In announcing the firing of Chicago Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy, Mayor Rahm Emanuel today cited the fact confidence has been eroded in the force. Emanuel pointing to the police force's handling of last year's shooting of black teen Laquan McDonald.
The horrifying shooting of Mr. McDonald requires more than words of sadness. It requires that we act, that we take more concrete steps to prevent such abuses in the future, secure the safety and the rights of all Chicagoans, and build stronger bonds of trust between our police department, the men and women that make up that department, and the communities they're sworn to serve and protect.
Recently released video from a patrol car's dash camera shows McDonald being shot 16 times by a Chicago officer. Officer Jason Van Dyke has been charged with first-degree murder in McDonald's death. He was released yesterday after making bail. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is defending the White House strategy to fight the Islamic State, telling a House panel the U.S. is intensifying airstrikes and sending more special operations forces to mount raids and gather intelligence. But he dismissed calls for sending more American ground forces, NPR's Tom Bowman reports.
Secretary Carter says the U.S. is training and working with Kurdish forces in northern Iraq and Syria and sending weapons and ammunition to a newly created Arab force in Syria. He says only local forces can produce a permanent solution.
The hard part about getting victory to stick is to find people who can hold territory and govern it decently so that the likes of ISIL don't come back. They do exist, but they're hard to find, and we're going to try to make a snowball and get more.
Carter told lawmakers the effort is more difficult in southern Iraq, where the Shia-dominated Baghdad government is not reaching out to Sunni tribes. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Some raised eyebrows at the climate summit over a rare handshake between Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. But NPR's Emily Hare reports Palestinian officials are telling people not to read too much into it.
The brief handshake happened while leaders assembled for a group picture at the Paris Climate Change Conference Monday. Even though the two have not met face-to-face in 5 years, officials from both sides called the handshake insignificant. Palestinian official Saeb Erekat said Abbas shook hands with dozens of other leaders in Paris. Netanyahu called it protocol and noted the two leaders have no plans to sit down and talk. Peace negotiations brokered by the U.S. fell apart last year. At the Paris Climate Change Conference, Abbas said Israeli policies have a devastating impact on the environment in Palestinian areas. Netanyahu blamed Abbas for inciting Palestinians against Israel. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Spending on construction projects took a bump up in October. The Commerce Department says construction spending rose 1% to a seasonally adjusted rate of more than $1 trillion. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 168 points. You're listening to NPR. UnitedHealthcare, the nation's biggest health insurer, is saying it made a bad decision by jumping into the Affordable Care Act's public insurance exchanges this year. UnitedHealth CEO Stephen Hemsley, in a message to investors, blamed steep losses at the company on the fact it sold health insurance on 24 state exchanges this year. He says they should have waited to learn more about the still new business. The company says it will decide next year whether to sell coverage for 2017 exchanges. A new sodium warning requirement takes effect in New York City today. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports diners who eat at chain restaurants are now seeing warnings on menus next to items that contain high levels of salt.
Most Americans consume far more than the recommended limit of 2,300 milligrams of sodium per day. And top contributors are foods we tend to eat when we're eating out, including pizza and deli sandwiches. Diners in New York City are about to be nudged into knowing just how much salt they're getting. The health department is requiring chain restaurants with 15 or more locations to print a salt shaker icon next to menu items or combo meals that contain 2,300 milligrams of sodium or more. Restaurants will also post sodium information in the spots where customers place their orders. The health department says too few people understand the link between excessive sodium and high blood pressure, and the aim is to give people the information they need to make healthy choices. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
The company that claimed its copper-infused clothes could help solve pain related to arthritis and other ailments has been ordered to pay $1.35 million to settle charges of false advertising. The FTC says Tommy Copper had no scientific evidence of its claims.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.